This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. And as instructor Lou Cassidy says, only two more work days until Monday. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. How's it going out there?
It's going really well. I've been reading about these wildfires, or forest fires, in California. Real serious. Wiped out a whole small town, you know, in hours yesterday.
Yes, very sad. It's very sad.
And the cattle out west are starving, dying from hunger and thirst. This is a really, really serious situation, and I don't think it's getting the news traction that it deserves. So, yeah, back to you.
We're in a drought, and they just had to cut off the water. Well, really, what they did is they shut down a major hydroelectric dam here in California. Because the water is slow to a trickle. So there's a point where it's not worth running the turbine blades if there's not enough water going through. You're burning more electricity than you're generating. So they just shut it down.
Yeah, and, you know, heretofore, that was unthinkable that, what would happen if the water stopped flowing? But here we are. Here we are. The water stopped flowing. So
yeah.
How big, and do you know the percentage of electricity that was taken out of the equation when they shut this hydroelectric generation plant down?
I don't have that number. I think it's relatively small, and they knew. I mean, it's not like they climbed up there and they looked in and down at the water level and said, oh, gee, we got to shut it down. I mean, they knew for some time, and they had planned for it, so it's not affecting electricity anywhere. And, you know, we've had droughts before. I mean, as far as we can tell, we've had droughts, you know, as long as there's been people residing in California, we go through these cycles. I know the year just before I moved here, people said, oh, last year we had no water, no rain, you know, no refurbishment in any of the reservoirs, and it was probably the worst drought year we ever had. I believe that was 1977 when it didn't rain at all in parts of California. So we go through these cycles. Unfortunately, we don't have big enough dams so that when we have the huge rains, which we had just a few years ago, we're not capturing enough of the water. And then we have a lot of crazy rules about, for instance, last year, I mean, and I think even up to the present, we're purposely releasing water into certain creeks from our reservoirs to protect certain endangered species. And, you know, I'm all for the environment. I want to help all species. But, you know, we also have to be aware that we need water for both drinking and for agriculture here in the state. So we've wasted a lot of water just to help, you know, Delta smelt or some salmon breeding and different things like that. And again, I'm all for that, but at some point you got to weigh the plus and minuses. You can't just take, you know, one view. I think that's something something that's missing from a lot of our economic planning is we have to say, you know, I mean, what's the overall picture? How much do we hurt people? You know, that's why I think we made a mistake in a lot of the lockdowns in that we forced people to stay at home. How much mental health problems were there? Education problems. And, you know, this virus spread no matter what you did. So it seems like we don't take a broad enough view of what the repercussions are when we do things. And of course, you know, we've talked before, my feeling on the fires is it's many factors, but the number one is forest management, where we're not having controlled burns and we're not cleaning up a lot of debris in the forest.
In the 1930s, there was a severe drought. And we know of that era as the first Great Depression. We also know that era of that era as the Dust Bowl era. And mostly Colorado, Kansas, a little bit of New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma were the center of the Dust Bowl. And what happened was the U.S. government helped farmers with this new technology about farming and just planting, planting, tearing up the soil, planting, 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 and then there was a drought. And after all of this soil was plowed up, disked, so that all this planting could go on, the drought happened. And what the government didn't figure, I guess, is that the reason that the soil stays put is because of the grasses and the trees, etc., the wind breaks that are there naturally. That's why the soil is still there. So what happened when the drought hit, there was nothing that could grow because of the drought. The crops couldn't grow and hold the soil where it was. So the soil was picked up by the wind, and it blew eastward. And how far? All the way to the East Coast. There was dust that you could see in the air in Massachusetts, in Boston. Well, we have, I live in the Ozarks in Missouri. And I years ago, I was at the Farmers Cooperative. And there were a bunch of farmers there, and they were talking about how many cows per acre. And for some reason, the Finelli farm is able to have more cows per acre than most of the other farms. The reason is we have more fertility and more soil than the other farmers do. And so they were saying, yeah, if you have 6 inches of soil before you hit rock, you're doing really well. And I thought, you got to be kidding. We excavated for our house, you know, to put in a basement. And we went down, I don't know, 12 feet roughly. We found that we had topsoil, not just hard pan, topsoil down 3 feet. So if we have 3 feet, how'd that happen? Well, I believe, and I can't prove it, but I believe it came from the Dust Bowl. I think our farm is part of Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. And the low areas got filled in. You know, as water might fill in a depression in your yard, the water would gravitate there. Well, I think that the low areas on our farm were filled in by topsoil from Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and maybe a little bit of New Mexico. Now, we benefited and at their expense. But that's just one of the stupid things that government thinks it knows about, and that would be farming. It does not know about farming. Farmers know how to farm. The government, I think, doesn't really know how to farm. So I just wanted to mention that, connect that dot. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, you know, the prevailing comment that you hear on the news is that the fires are caused by global warming or climate change. Yet, and I don't want to say every newscast, but most of them cite that. It just is like a given. And yet, there's no proof that that's the primary reason or even a significant contributor. So we've talked about it before. There's no question the climate has warmed, and it's warmed about a degree centigrade over the past 100 years, you know, about 2 degrees Fahrenheit. So it has warmed. But does that alone account for why we're having all these fires? I think it's almost insignificant. It's a contributing factor maybe, but not the primary one. I mean, I think it's a lot easier to blame our power company out here, PG&E, for putting extensive high voltage cables out in high wind areas and then not managing them properly. I mean, that clearly triggered several fires, and that's why they've gone bankrupt and had to reorganize because of what they're paying. So that is a spark that caused and triggered several fires. But why do they burn so hot and go out of control? It's because of the amount of fuel that's fueling those, you know, all that dead debris in some cases hasn't burnt for 50 or more years. That's probably the biggest contributor.
And there's another contributing factor, and that's oxygen enhanced by wind. And let me give you an example. So y'all have seen, well, maybe some of you have seen an oxyacetylene torch. That means that there's two tanks for one of these gas-operated torches. And sometimes they're used for brazing soft steel welding, if you will. Well, when you start the torch, you light the acetylene gas, because that's combustible. And the flame doesn't get all that hot. It gets hot, but not all that hot. Then when you turn on the oxygen valve and you mix oxygen from the oxygen tank with the acetylene, then it gets really hot. How hot? White hot. So what I think we're seeing is this fuel, this tinder, this dried out combustible biomass, if you will, wood, etc., tires, gasoline in cars, the rubber products, the plastic products, the oils in cars, all that, put all that together, and you've got a lot of fuel. And then you add some wind to that, which would be somewhat akin to adding the oxygen to the oxyacetylene torch. Now you've got a real hot fire, and it spreads really quickly, kind of like a wildfire. And I don't think wildfire means, to me, it doesn't mean it happened out of the wild. Wild means, to me, out of control. So I think we're responsible for some of it, you know, stupid people, with gender reveal explosives that are not necessary, fireworks, carelessness, recklessness, throwing cigarette butts out the window. By the way, class, how long do you think it takes for a cigarette butt to decompose in the out in the environment? You just throw one out. How long do you think it takes? I'll tell you. 10 years. 10 years. So all those smokers who throw their cigarette butts, I think they should be arrested. They throw them out the window, they should be arrested for ecocide. Bert, you mentioned PG&E. That stands for Pacific Gas and Electric. And as you were describing this, I was thinking about something that we have here, but it's not precise enough to do the job. We have a couple non-contact thermometers. You know, on hot days, it's like a pistol grip thing, and they're about $30, maybe even $20 now, and they have a digital display. They're powered by a battery, like a 9-volt battery, and you can aim it. You can aim it at something and remotely tell the temperature. So you can aim it at the roof of your car, the roof of your house, the side of your car. You can, you know, what's the temperature of the skin of a white car versus a black car or a green car or a blue car or a red car? What's the temperature of the lawn? What's the temperature of the driveway? What's the temperature of the garage door? What's the temperature of the siding of your house? What's the temperature in the sun versus out of the sun? I'd like to know what the temperature of these high voltage power lines is, but my device isn't sharp enough in focus to tell.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. Bert is a electrical engineer in California, patent holder. Bert, just want to mention, I've been talking about the sun's rays being hotter. So during the break, I checked on the solar activity in our, at our farmhouse. So we use the solar energy for everything except for the 2 air conditioning compressors. But the air conditioning electronics, the air conditioning circulator fans, all of that are on solar. So is the refrigeration, you know, the refrigerators, the freezers, etc. So I just checked. And right now, I heard the compressor running in the garage, the 5-horsepower air compressor. Our son is changing tires, so he's using the tire machine, which is air-powered, and that requires the 5-horsepower compressor, you know, run at wide-open throttle. So we've got that running. We've got the air conditioning circulating fans, 2 of them running. We have a couple dehumidifiers running. They've got the freezers running. And we have some, well, all the computers for this broadcast are running. And we have 700 watts left over. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing to me. I haven't seen this before. And we have 3 solar charge controllers. And they have these deep aluminum fins for heat sinks. And so there, it's not required that you have a fan to cool these charge controllers. But I installed a 4-inch computer fan. A commercial quality computer fan. So it's a pretty heavy duty fan. I blow the air on these 3 charge controllers that are all near each other, next to each other, so that they'd run cooler. That wasn't cool enough. So now, and for the last, probably last month now, I'm using a 16-inch box fan running on low to keep these charge controllers at a reasonably warm temperature. That's just, I'm trying to indicate how much the sun's rays have changed since the original installation around 5 years ago of these solar charge controllers. Bert, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, maybe there's a way you can document that. Take a separate little panel and record its daily charge, something like that, and then look at it over a year and see if indeed it's increasing. You know, they sell these little panels you can use for charging your car battery. Maybe you could hook up one of those and figure out how to log daily readings.
I've got them mentally logged. I haven't written them down, but I can tell you this. I take that non-contact thermometer. I check these solar charge controllers in the solar system many times during the day. And I take temperature readings. And when the charge controllers with a fan on them hit over 130 degrees, I became really concerned. I'm talking about the heat sink. The heat sink is over 130 degrees on these charge controllers with a fan on them. That's why I switched to the big box fan. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put all the charge controllers in an enclosure, an aluminum or a steel enclosure with a door that opens up and a fan that forces air into the this enclosure, filtered air, you know, with a fiberglass filter, if you will, and exhaust it with a sensor and a display to tell me what the temperature in that enclosure is. And possibly with an alarm that I can set when it hits maybe 115 degrees to tell me. So I'm really concerned. And the reason I'm mentioning that is there a tie to this discussion? Yeah, there is. It's hot. It's really hot outside. And these extra sun's rays are cooking the earth. And we've had tires literally explode. We've had tires where the tread has peeled off. I'm talking about a tire that's three-quarters life remaining. The tread just peels off. Yeah, it was a Chinese tire, yeah. But we've had a truck, a large truck. I'm not talking about a pickup. I'm talking about a large truck, almost the size of a tractor-trailer truck that we use for spreading lime. And all of a sudden, one day, we heard, boom, the front tire exploded in the heat. It hadn't been moved. It just sat there. And was there tread on the tire? Yeah. Was it bald? No. It's a perfectly good tire, and it just exploded. And I've heard other tires explode from the heat of the sun's rays. But this is kind of new. Bert, when we come back, what are you going to talk about?
We're going to talk about Robin Hood and Wall Street.
Okay. And maybe even talk about technologies that are promised that, even though they are promised, that maybe they don't work so well?
Sure.
Okay. Also, DVDs seem to stop working.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed. It's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting the U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 5.4%. This is good news for the most part, but economist Steve Moore on Fox News has some things we need to watch out for.
I do worry about whether this the government reaction to the Delta variant is going to shut things down again. I hope I'm wrong about that, but we are seeing, delays now in school. school openings and more restrictions on stores. And the other thing is, I'm a little bit more worried about inflation. I do see it, and I think it's getting worse, not better. And even though we got really good wage data, the inflation rate is running ahead of the higher wages, which means people's real purchasing power is declining.
Thanks for listening. And a TGIF to you, my friends. We are USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The CDC eviction moratorium was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States. The reason the highest court didn't remove the policy is because it was expiring at the end of July. Now that the CDC has extended the moratorium, constitutional scholars like Jonathan Turley on Fox News says the Biden administration is trampling the Constitution of the United States.
This is really breathtaking in its mendacity. I mean, it's like being caught stealing a BMW and then claiming the right to steal a Lexus. I mean, the problem is not the make of the car, it's the act. And so what they're saying is, well, we'll just issue a new order that wasn't specifically the order the Supreme Court was talking about just a few weeks ago. The court made perfectly clear that this is unconstitutional. The only reason that they didn't strike down the order is because it was expiring. Now, Tribe and I are not particularly fond of each other, but It often seems like when the Democrats want to lead foot the law, the light is always green at the corner of Tribe and Constitution Avenue. I mean, you can have disagreements as we have in the past. We can even have positions that have evolved. But this is really beyond the pale. I mean, there is no constitutional authority. And then the president came out and said the quiet part out loud and said, well, most of the experts I've talked to said that this is unconstitutional.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just something that kind of frosted me. And I heard a commercial, and they were talking about converting your old formatted memories into a modern format. And it just frosted me. Nothing about this particular commercial. It's about why this service exists. Because VHS tapes, we were led to believe that you could record and have your VHS memories for a long time. Well, nobody makes a VHS player or recorder anymore, and they haven't for probably 5 years at least. So we have a technology, you know, all these VHS tapes, millions and millions and millions of these tapes, that the equipment to see them and hear them is virtually non-existent. Then we have we have this belief that CDs will last forever. I mean, no one really said that, but we think that we can put our memories and information and recordings and all that on these CDs, and they last forever. Well, they don't. We're finding out that they stop working. And some of them, what's the shortest period? About 5 years. What's the longest period? Well, they say 200 years. But you can't prove that because no one's had one for 200 years. So what I'm saying is we have been duped every way you can possibly think of. Reel-to-reel. I'm talking about reel-to-reel audio. Cassettes. 8-tracks. Camcorders. VHS. Betamax. CDs. DVDs. We're all convinced that these things are going to be around for a long time and we can keep them. Bert, any comments before we go on to Robin Hood?
No, you're correct, and we can devote a show to it and talk about it. You know, I have reel-to-reel cassettes. I do have some good news. I was alerted to a company that is introducing a new VHS to DVD player recorder. I actually have some technical information on it. They're building it custom in Korea, and it will be able to play back your VHS tapes, assuming you can still get them to work, and record on a DVD. So I'll send you the information when we're off the air.
Okay, I have one. I have one.
Yeah, but they're making a new
one. The same. Okay, I think there were several names, and they kept reintroducing FUNAI or something. I don't have the spelling in front of me, but that was the last incarnation that I saw. And so I bought one. It was less than $200. And I thought, gosh, you know, I've got some of these tapes and hundreds of these tapes. And they're historical tapes. And I don't want them to, you know, to get lost to time. So I bought one of these machines. And I bought maybe 1,000 writable DVDs. And so the plan is to convert them.
Yeah. So Vince, to get into Robin Hood, I want to tell you a quick story, a true event that happened. You remember our friend Tom, right? The graphics artist.
Yeah, we had a company in California, and we manufactured satellite receivers and equipment. And we had a friend who was a graphic artist, and he was, you know, very loosely associated with us. But yeah, he was a friend. Yes, sure,
yeah.
Tom.
So one day a few years ago, my good friend Jim Brannigan and I were invited to a party at his house, and Jim Brannigan, sadly, no longer with us, but great guy. I can probably devote a story to him. He had so many friends, and what a great guy. But anyhow, the two of us get invited to this party, and we think it's his announcing his engagement to his girlfriend. And, you know, we ask, can we bring anything? No, don't bring anything. We show up at the party. We see all these people, and we're looking around. We don't know any of them. I did bring a bottle of wine, and you know, they said, don't worry, just sit down, make yourself, and we're looking all around. We don't know anybody there except Tom and his girlfriend. And finally, they announced why we're all there, and it's an Amway get-together. And, you know, there's a saying, when you look around and you're wondering who's the mark and you can't figure it out, it's you.
Absolutely, and you're right. I've been to that party, but not. It wasn't Tom. It was another guy. It was Mrs. Finelli's boss. She was a contract programmer for a Fortune 100 company, and this guy invited us to dinner. It was the same thing. It was Amway, and
yeah.
We're trying to figure out why we had to go. It was like, no escaping. You're going to have to go. The boss wants you to come to his house for dinner. And, yep, we were the marks.
And so, needless to say, we didn't long. But I bring it up as an introduction to Robin Hood. So, trading stocks for free sounds too good to be true, but a lot of people didn't look, you know, think it through. But if you're not sure how they make the money, The fact is they're making it off of you, and you're the product. And that's basically how Robin Hood works. And they're not looking out for the little guy. In fact, they're looking out for the hedge funds and investment firms that are the owners of Robin Hood. Of course, now they're also recently public, so there's some public owners. And very interesting that these rumors get spread yesterday. The stock zooms up, and all the insiders cash out and sell. That's another little interesting story. But, Vince, do you know how Robin Hood makes their money?
I'm looking forward to you explaining this to the class.
Well,
front running?
They make their money, and obviously they have to make money because they're a business. They're operating a business. They're offering a stock platform. So they make their money in two ways. The first way they make their money is by how they route your stock order. They actually get paid by the exchanges for your order to go to those exchanges. And you might be paying a fraction of a penny more per share by that routing. You probably don't care. You know, one trade, who cares about a few pennies? But when this is done millions of times over, it adds up. And that's one way they make money. The other way they make money is probably even more insidious. They literally sell your trading data to hedge funds so they can use it to help better program their algorithms for doing their electronic trading and the different programs that they write to do basically computer trading, where computers are running programs, buying or selling. They use your personal trading data to feed in to the programs that are used on Wall Street.
Let me see if I've got this right. Are you saying that by the path that the trade takes using Robinhood, it's funneled to a trader who raises the price artificially for that trade? Is that right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, sort of. So it's going to an exchange. So stocks are traded on multiple different exchanges. And so it goes to a specific exchange. Now, does that exchange charge more to buy and give you less for a sale than another exchange? Well, it's difficult to prove, but obviously it must be happening, because why do these exchanges want the trade? So, you know, people are constantly looking into this. They're trying to see what it adds up to. And it, you know, the consensus seems to be, yes, it adds up to a tiny amount on every trade, and you may not care. I mean, in the big scheme of things, you really care if you get $100 for that stock, or $100 and 25 cents, or $99 and 79 cents for it. You may not care. But that's basically a little bit of a profit. You know, you can think of it as a big bid and ask spread profit, or however you want to look at it. But that little tiny sliver, it could literally just be pennies, adds up. And that's how these trading firms make their money. So then they literally pay a kickback to Robinhood for those trades to be funneled to them.
Is it possible that there's some front-running involved also, where profit is made by the delta in the price just before that trade happens? Is that possible as well?
And there's people that are looking into how to, you know, it's very difficult. I mean, how do we intercept the electronic trade signals? I mean, it's really hard to do. And you know, we've talked about that before. There's literally trading outfits that get established across the street from exchanges because the speed of light is so important that they want to be microseconds ahead of another trading firm in order to conduct trades. So just to give you an example, you can see trades coming through, and if you can, before those trades hit, by microseconds, beat those trades because you can see that there's going to be a price movement, you can make money. Now, how much money? We might be talking tiny fractions of cents here, but this is going on continuously every single day. The stock markets are open and trading, and over hundreds or thousands of different stocks. So it does add up. If it didn't add up, they wouldn't be building computer farms across the street from exchanges to do this. I mean, obviously, if it didn't work, they wouldn't be spending the money to do it.
Bert, you and I know for a fact. We witnessed this. I don't want to talk about exactly how come we know. But you and I witnessed how a microwave dish antenna can be shut down. We were there when it happened, where someone interfered with the transmission / reception of a microwave antenna by the equivalent of jamming it. So you would think that some angry people who have been victims of manipulation of stock trade, stock prices, etc., would know this. Yes, no?
Yeah.
I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying it's not that hard to do.
It's an aggregate problem. So any individual issue isn't so bad. Now, there are people who do have individual issues with Robinhood, and that's because earlier this year and last year, there were trades that were shut down by Robinhood when stock trading got out of hand, and they were actually literally preventing people from taking their profits and closing positions in some of these so-called meme stocks that had just gone crazy, and they had shut down trading, probably to protect the larger firms who were literally their owners, but there are still lawsuits being resolved still in the courts about traders who were hurt because Robinhood wouldn't allow you to sell your shares. You know, if you own shares in a Robinhood...
We'll be right back.
You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. Winner today's hot. Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Birch with us. Class, the name of that company is FUNAI, and they make the DVD recorder converter, VHS machine. And it's available on eBay. Most of them are used. Some of them don't have remotes. And we're looking in about the $100 neighborhood. So if you want the kind that I have, that's about what they cost right now. And there are several of them. Some have remotes, some don't. But you mentioned Robin Hood would not allow the sale of shares of stock. That's an absolute outrage because the market, as I understand and as I was taught in my formal education, was that an open market is necessary for fair operations. It's unfair if the market is not open and available to everyone. Is that correct?
Yeah. So this is it's obviously a big topic on Wall Street. There's opinions all over the map on of course, Robin Hood has their reason for why they had the trading halt. I will say some other firms also had halts in those shares, and there are times when shares have to be halted because there's news pending and they want to give everybody a fair chance to digest that news, or when literally the computers just go crazy and can't properly handle the execution, which seems to be what the case was with these stocks. But the bottom line is this, Vince. Actually, you can trade for free with major companies. So you don't even need to go to Robinhood. I mean, they have, a nice interface and app for your phone, but a lot of people don't know. You can trade for free right now on E-Trade, Schwab, Merrill Lynch, as well as many others. So you don't really need to go to Robinhood. You can go with a more established Wall Street firm who might be, one, because they're larger, and two, because they've been at it longer, handle things in a better manner.
Is the market rigged?
Well, it depends on the definition of rigged. I mean, obviously, everybody's looking to make money and use inside information, however you can consider inside information. I mean, I invest in the stock market. I don't consider myself a day trader by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, I try and take things I've learned, you know, maybe from my work in electronics or trends I see or things that I see happening where I think maybe I see this before somebody else. But it's very, you know, it's very difficult to make, you know, other than the computers that are programmed to do it, it's very difficult to make money in stock trading. You know, it's basically a zero-sum trade. Let's face it. I mean, just by definition, stock trading is a zero-sum trade. So if the computers are making money and people that truly have inside information are making money, then who's losing money? And most studies show the average investor is indeed losing money on stock trading. Now, investing is completely different. The odds are totally in your favor. It's one of the best things you can invest in is long-term the stock market. There's a book called Stocks for the Long Run by Jeremy Siegel. I recommend that book. He's a great professor and author. He's on CNBC often. Investing is something everybody should be doing. But stock trading, I think the odds are against you.
Remember when that guy had a really expensive suit? He came to see you and me and Andy back in 1980 at one of these conventions where we had some of our technology unveiled, and he wanted to know more about us, and you know, wanted to communicate with us, and he was a pretty high ranking government official, and he got even higher ranking. Do you think that that might have been in the pursuit of inside information from us?
I think he was just looking to help his personal career, and I don't know if there was anything specific from us that could help him, but I think he was just, you know, out to further his career and what he wanted to do.
Yeah. You were talking about a guy who became vice president.
Yeah.
Of the United States.
And it's funny because he claimed he invented the satellite TV industry back then. Little did we know he would go on to claim inventing the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, and if anyone was involved in inventing the home-based satellite TV industry, we were partly responsible for that, wouldn't you say?
Sure. You know, we were one of the players, absolutely. He was a player, too, in that he spoke at conventions and, you know, tried to, guide government regulation. I don't know how much he really did in that respect because it was sort of the way a lot of these new industries grow. It's the lack of regulation. You want to get the government out of the way and just let things happen. And so I don't think there's anything, countries always try to do something, and really the best thing you can do is nothing and just allow companies to flourish and experiment with new technologies and new markets.
Yeah. Sounds like the libertarian leaning way to go. Bert, thanks so much for being with us today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens,
hey, thank you so much.
Your health
I'll
is
see you Monday.
Risk. That's why it's
willing.
Critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.